1 hour in on a rainy Friday afternoon. It's Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. We're happy to have you along for the ride for the next couple of hours. We'll take you up to 6 o'clock tonight. Lots to discuss over the next 2 hours of the show. And joining us right now on our hotline, we've got Judy Payne, co-founder and executive director of the Cleveland Kids Book Bank. Judy, how are you?
I'm great. It's so nice to join you.
Well, it's nice to have you with us as well. And, boy, we mentioned the weather, not exactly the most ideal conditions. However, you guys have an event coming up in a few days here. It's going to be on April 5th at Hex and Avon, 6:30 to 9 o'clock. It's called Eat, Drink, and Be Literary. But before we get into the event, for those that might not be familiar with the Cleveland Kids Book Bank, tell us all about it.
Well, think food bank, food for the brain. We provide free books for kids in need. We opened about a year ago and through partner organizations have been able to get more than 450,000 books out to kids who don't own them.
Wow, that's absolutely incredible. So, read that number back to us again, 400.
Well, you know what, and here's what you need to understand. 2 out of 3 low-income kids don't own a single book. 2 out of 3.
Wow.
And so our goal is to make sure that all kids have books so that they can learn to read, be exposed to the world, and fuel their imagination and be successful.
In just over a year, you've given away over 450,000 books. That's absolutely incredible.
I know. Isn't it crazy? And we're just starting. I mean, we're only a year old. Our goal for this year is a minimum of 4 books per low-income child throughout Cuyahoga County.
Wow, that's just unreal. Now, how do you distribute these books?
Good question. We partner with organizations, both public and private, to get the books into the hands of kids. For example, there are a lot of agencies that do home visits. And now when they talk to at-risk families about the importance of reading, they're able to provide our books. And they do that on a monthly basis. WIC, Women, Infants, Children, a nutrition supplement federally funded program, they are distributing our books at client visits. So those are two of the ways that we're getting books out. We're also distributing through all the school districts where the kids have a need.
Judy, the event coming up on Wednesday, the Eat, Drink, and Be Literary, what can folks expect when they come to that at Hex Cafe?
Well, great food and fun. We have amazing raffle prizes, so whether you're an Indians lover, Indians fan, whether you enjoy the humor of Seth Meyers, or you would like to go skiing or tubing or enjoy Seven Springs, there are raffle prizes, there are games that are literary themed, and it'll be a good time.
And Judy, how can folks purchase tickets to this event?
So if you take a look at our Facebook page, which is Cleveland Kids Book Bank, there will be a link to be able to purchase tickets. You can also get tickets at the door.
And you guys are giving away a lot of great gifts there, too. Boy, this is really awesome. A lot of cool prizes. You mentioned some of them. Boy, you guys have an autographed Jason Kipnis bat from the Tribe. And, of course, you know that's right up our alley. Also, you mentioned here a chance to meet Seth Meyers as well at a meet and greet.
I know. I'm going for that one. So if you plan to come, you better plan on, getting a lot of raffle tickets.
Well, and the crazy thing is, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you also have a chance to win the grand prize, which is a Seven Springs Mountain Resort weekend giveaway. Holy cow.
Very cool.
I know. And the interesting thing is, if you purchase your ticket by April 2nd online through Eventbrite, we will... you'll have a chance to win $100.
Judy, what kind of books are you guys looking for? You mentioned you give to some of the schools in the area. Are you looking for children's books? Is it really anything within the spectrum?
So that's a really good question. We let me back up a little bit and say that we started out actually by doing little free libraries. Those are those cute little kiosks, book exchanges. And we placed so many of them in Cleveland neighborhoods that we got to the point where we needed an endless supply of books. We struck up a partnership with Discover Books, which is the second largest online bookseller. So we were able to bring into Cleveland hundreds of thousands of books that they would otherwise discard, books that they excess inventory. So we where we have particular need would be early childhood and minority-themed books. Mm-hmm. For books, so books appropriate for babies through probably fourth graders, maybe fifth graders, who are just starting out in reading. Otherwise, we're in pretty good shape in terms of our inventory.
We're talking with Judy Payne, co-founder and the executive director of the Cleveland Kids Book Bank. Again, they have an event coming up at Hex and Avon April 5th, 6:30 to 9 o'clock. Eat, drink, and be literary. Boy, we talked about a number of great things going on at that particular event. Now, you've been around for a few years now. Tell us how all of this really kind of got started. How did this all come together?
Well, passion. I would have to say that seeing how excited kids get when they get a new book, kids who typically don't have books, you know what? It makes your heart smile and you want to do more. When you realize that their future is dependent on them learning to read and books are key to making that happen, that's one of the reasons that we came to be. So, again, we started up at Little Free Libraries, and it grew and grew to the point there were so many in Cleveland neighborhoods where kids don't have access to books, that we knew we needed to do whatever it would take to better support those and to grow the process, grow the program. And Discover Books gave us the capacity that we needed to be able to expand Little Free Libraries and to reach kids in lots of other ways. So I would say it's taken a village, a lot of volunteers. They are the engine behind our operation because they are the ones who sort and pack our books to ready them for our distribution partners. And, of course, donors who give us the funds that we need to be able to be in operation. It's a village. It takes a community.
Sure. Judy, this is such a great concept. It's something that I think a lot of people would miss when I've got almost a year-old daughter myself, and I swear at night all her books are scattered on the ground. And you don't think too much about the kids who don't have the ability to get to them. So just let me ask you, how'd you guys get this started? Where'd the process go, and where was the idea for this idea to say, hey, look, we need to get the books out there?
Well, interestingly enough, Little Free Library started in 2009. One guy who put one outside his front door, in his front yard, and it took off like wildfire. So in Cleveland in 2012, there was a gentleman who heard about Little Free Libraries and thought, hey, wouldn't it be neat to put them near every Cleveland school? And he set down that path. And one thing led to another, and it grew and grew till there were 60 of them. And in the process of expanding that, we learned about book banks. And there are many book banks across the country, lots of different models. None, I don't think, that are quite similar to ours. But again, Discover Books gave us the capacity to be able to grow the Little Free Library movement in Cleveland, as well as get books out through lots of other methods, whether it's the Boys and Girls Club or the Y's, whether it's through police stations. We are supporting more than 350 different partner organizations that distribute our books.
We're talking with Judy Payne, co-founder and executive director of the Cleveland Kids Book Bank. Boy, and I know you guys have several partnerships already aligned. How can folks get involved, whether it be being a partner or just finding different ways how they can help the organization? How can they get involved and how can they get in touch with you?
Visit our website, kidsbookbank.org, our Facebook page. Come volunteer. The more books we sort, the more we can distribute. So that's one of the best ways to learn about us and in a hands-on way help. Of course, we'd welcome all contributions that folks are willing to make financially. And the last thing is that if you're interested in donating books, consider stocking Little Free Libraries. On our website, there's a list of locations, and they're insatiable. So that's a great way to share the wealth of books.
And again, that website is kidsbookbank.org, kidsbookbank.org. Judy, thank you very much for coming on and giving us some of your time and telling us all about not only your event, but your organization in general as well. Really an awesome idea. We wish you the best of luck with the event next week.
Thank you. We hope we'll see you there.
All righty, that sounds great. That's Judy Payne, again, the co-founder and the executive director of the Cleveland Kids Book Bank. Hey, make sure you step out there and you check out their event next week. Eat, Drink, and Be Literary. It's at Hex in Avon, April 5th from 6:30 to 9. Time for us to step aside and take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, but we're coming right back after this.